Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It's shaping up to be another fascinating day. Futures are pointing to a higher open across the board, building on yesterday's momentum, especially in the tech space.
Definitely feeling that positive vibe. The S&P futures are up about 29 points, and the NASDAQ is flying up over 150 points pre-market. What's the main driver this morning?
It is all about the chips. Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, absolutely crushed their Q3 earnings. They beat on earnings per share, beat on revenue, and their guidance for the fourth quarter was strong. The market loves this.
And that's a huge bellwether for the entire tech sector, right? A good read-through for everyone from NVIDIA to Apple.
Exactly. It signals that demand for high-end chips is robust, which is why you're seeing that strength in the NASDAQ futures. It's providing a really solid tailwind for tech to start the day.
Got it. Now, on the macro front, we got some pretty blunt comments from the president about China.
Yes, he came right out and said, "We're in one now," referring to a trade war. You know, honestly, this isn't new information for the market, but having it stated so explicitly does bring the issue right back to the forefront. It adds a layer of caution.
A layer of caution. I'm seeing that reflected in the sector analysis. While tech is strong, defensive plays like utilities have also been getting some bids. It feels like a bit of a split personality in this market.
That's the perfect way to put it. It's cautiously optimistic. Traders are buying tech on good news like TSM, but they're also hedging their bets. The VIX's slight uptick reflects that. Nobody is getting complacent, especially with the ongoing government shutdown delaying some key data points.
Let's dive into some more earnings because it is a busy, busy morning. Who else is making waves?
Well, you have to look at J.B. Hunt Transport, JBHT. The stock is gapping up almost 14%. A massive beat on both the top and bottom lines. The transport sector needed that good news.
Wow, 14% is a huge move. But not everyone is celebrating. I'm looking at United Airlines, UAL, and it's actually down over 2%. Didn't they beat expectations?
They did. They beat on earnings and guided Q4 estimates above consensus. This is a classic case of the market's reaction being, well, let's say complicated. It could be profit-taking. Or perhaps the market is digging into the details of their operating costs. It's a reminder that even a beat doesn't guarantee a pop.
Interesting. What about the banks? We had a bunch of them report.
Solid reports from the financials. BNY Mellon, Charles Schwab, KeyCorp, M&T Bank. All beating expectations. It's providing a nice, steady foundation for the broader market.
Okay, let's look at some other big movers. I'm seeing Salesforce, CRM, up over 5%.
That's on their Investor Day news. They're targeting $60 billion in revenue by fiscal year 30. That's an ambitious target, and Wall Street is clearly buying into the vision this morning.
And on the downside, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, HPE, is getting hit hard, down over 8%.
Yeah, that's a guidance story coming out of their analyst meeting. They also announced a business segment merger. The market is clearly not thrilled with the outlook or the restructuring news right now.
So for traders getting ready for the opening bell, what's the playbook? What are the key levels you're watching?
Okay, so for the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, keep an eye on the 667 level as key support. We need to hold that. To the upside, resistance is around 669. A clean break above that could really get things moving.
And for the tech-heavy QQQ?
For the Qs, support is around 60450. The big ceiling to break is 606. If the TSM momentum can push us through that level, we could see a strong continuation play in tech.
And this all could change in a flash, because we have a huge data dump coming right at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
A massive one. We get PPI for inflation, retail sales to gauge the consumer, initial claims for the labor market, and the Philly Fed survey for manufacturing sentiment. It's a quadruple whammy of data that will be the real test for this pre-market optimism.
So what's your final thought before the chaos begins?
It's a classic setup. Strong earnings from tech are trying to pull the market higher, but macro headlines and a flood of economic data at the open could change the story in a heartbeat. Watch those key levels and be ready for volatility. Focus on names with real volume and momentum.
Great insights. As always, that is all the time we have for the Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to break it all down. Have a great trading day, everyone.